Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, I must confess, and we brought you this story on Monday of this week. It's Wednesday now. My musical heart is broken, truly broken, because I bought full in. Michael Franti, whose music we have played on this show countless times, he's been on this show countless times, has canceled his upcoming tour, including a scheduled Bay Area concert, as accusations of sexual abuse continue to build against him. Quoting here from Franti in a social media post today, "This is one of the hardest messages I've ever had to write. Recent events online have left me disheartened, and my spirit is not in the place it needs to be to get on stage and give you the joy and energy that you deserve." The Oakland-born frontman for Spearhead added, "The remaining dates on the Welcome to the Family tour will be canceled. I am devastated to disappoint you, but I hope you understand that I need this pause to be with my family." Concert was originally scheduled for Tuesday, August 26th at Saratoga's Mountain Winery. Promoter AXS said tickets would be refunded automatically. The tour cancellation comes less than a week after singer Victoria Canal alleged in an Instagram post that she was groomed and abused by a, quote, very powerful older musician when she was 19. She did not name Franti in her August 11th post, but she has previously credited him with discovering her in 2018 and inviting her on tour. I saw her on that tour. That's me speaking for myself.
And it was reported all over the place back in 2018 that Franti plucked her off of the internet and brought her to the States.
Here's, you know, aside from the allegations of grooming and sexual abuse, this is second only to that. What bothers me the most, Canal described the man, who we now know to be Franti, as controlling and abusive in private. And this is a man who I have known for many years. I would not say we're friends. I would say we're acquaintances. I have met him backstage 1,000 times. He has been nothing but polite, a gentleman, fun, friendly. And to hear, and Ms. Canal is not the only one now. There are others who are now coming forward.
At least two others have stepped up. Yes.
And she said she was not allowed to have separate accommodations on tour. And whenever she wanted to sleep in a bed or have a shower, quote, he made sure it was his.
I have confirmed that.
And he also was dropped by his management company yesterday. The Chronicle story says parted ways, but there are 10 other stories out there.
Well, he's not going to part ways.
Yeah.
Will an artist bounce back from something of this nature?
I don't know. When was the last time you saw Matt Lauer?
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a podcast.
Yeah.
And everybody has a podcast.
Not of this nature. I mean, we've seen other artists suffer from controversy and scandal. Not that he's suffering.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. And bounce back. But they didn't do this. They got hot mic'd saying something they shouldn't say or intentionally said something they shouldn't say.
She was 19. She was 19 years old.
He was 51 at the time.
In a country that was not hers. And
I was just texting a friend of mine who we go to the Franti concerts a lot to see each other there. And I said, and we just saw him 2 weeks ago, just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
He was at Grinders 2 weeks ago. It was a packed house. Man, it was fun too. It was a fun concert. And I said, I think we've seen Franti for the last time. I've always loved his message of positivity,
light,
unity, you know,
peace.
Whatever the challenges in your life, you can power through it. Love. I mean, the songs he's written about his wife, and all the while, I'm going and listening to these songs, him professing his love for his wife, and he's having affairs left and right behind her back. I've always made the argument that I can separate the art from the artist. On this one, I'm not so sure. On this one, I don't know. Because I bought into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, with like Beat It and Billie Jean and Thriller and Black and White, you know.
That was in the rearview mirror. It wasn't in the present. That's the difference.
Hmm.
That was all in the rearview mirror.
Well, and Franti has built his career off of the exact messaging that you're talking about. And while it's all a fraud.
Ellen, yesterday, same thing.
Michael Jackson didn't really have that. He just made music.
Yeah, I mean, his songs were not necessarily personal reflections on himself.
Happiness, yeah.
You know, Billie Jean, there was never a real Billie Jean in Michael Jackson's life.
Well, she claims he was her lover.
But that's not
Kid
true.
Was not her son.
Mm-mm. And I don't think he ever really got into a pool room knife-wielding fight with 10 other guys. I don't think that ever happened.
What about Shamone?
Shamone. I don't know who that is.
I never knew what he was saying. No, I never knew what he was saying until we went to the Michael Jackson One Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas, one of the best shows I have ever seen. And they have Shamone all over the place.
We looked it up one time.
Part of the show.
Yes, we looked up Shamone.
It is a word.
Yes.
Shamone.
And
so when he says, I'm bad.
Shamone.
So finally, I was like, I never knew what that meant,
okay. What
it was, or how to spell it. And then you go to the Cirque du Soleil show, and it's written everywhere.
Shamone is spelled Shamone.
Yeah.
And it is a catchphrase popularized by Michael Jackson, often used as an exclamation of excitement or encouragement.
Okay.
It's a distortion of the phrase, come on, and is also known to be a tribute to soul singer Mavis Staples, who used a similar phrase in her live performance.
Royals won again last night. Shamone.
Dan is just sitting there staring at me like a...
So it was like a tiger about to skibbity? Pounce.
No. There's that old phrase, Scott. Be careful about meeting your heroes.
And they'll always disappoint you.
Yep.
Well, I met mine, and now I'm disappointed.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.